My nephew Nick is a little ball of energy. He is like any other four-year-old who sometimes doesn't know how to channel his feelings in ways that lets his family know what exactly he needs. Sometimes he explodes with frustration at what he's doing or what others are doing around him. He runs away in anger from everyone into another room before speaking to anyone. Nick just says what's on his mind or lets his actions speak for themselves. He doesn't know what to do with his feelings of sadness or anger. He wants to be seen and feel like he's not alone. And just like my nephew, I find that Elijah also has trouble expressing his loneliness and what he needs to guide and doesn't know how to channel it. He doesn't know what to do. Elijah feels alone. He tells God multiple times he feels alone and that no one else is experiencing what he is experiencing. He is overwhelmed to handle what all he has been given. And so at this point in the text, Elijah has run from Israel to Beersheba to Mount Horeb. He is scared for his life because the rulers of Israel have stated that they are going to kill him if they find him. The prophets of the rulers who were worshiping other gods other than the God of Israel were killed. And the rulers of Israel were retaliating against Elijah because Elijah called them out on worshiping other gods. They were seeking revenge because Elijah spoke out against the rulers and prophets for their behaviors against God. Elijah is running for his life. And as Elijah was out on Mount Horeb, God asked him several times, "Why are you here, Elijah?" And each time he is asked this, Elijah responds by saying that he is zealous for God and is alone in worshiping God. He's filled with anger that he feels alone to do the work God called him to do. I imagine Elijah screaming and yelling boldly and angrily at God when he is expressing himself. He's sorrowful that he doesn't know who is with him, who's there to comfort him, to sit with him. He focuses on his feelings of loneliness and anger. He does not know who he can turn to in this time of danger and unknown. He feels overwhelmed with feelings of sadness, anger, and grief in his life and the loss of the prophets that are dead. He is overwhelmed with all that is expected of him, especially since he thinks he is alone to do the work. He doesn't think anyone else is left in Israel to be with him and to worship with him, worship God with him as a community. He cannot see past the overwhelming sadness that surrounds him on his journey out of Israel to Mount Horeb and during his conversations with God on the mountain. He gives the same answer to God about feeling alone when God asks what he is doing here. "I alone am left. They are seeking my life to take it away." Elijah is filled with grief and anxiety over his loss of family and community and for his safety. Elijah feels alone. And just like Elijah, most of us may feel alone in our struggles and problems. As a society, I find that we do not talk enough about what struggles we have and how difficult life can be at times. And it is difficult to open up about our struggles when there's almost an expectation to make life seem clean, simple, and easygoing. Make it look perfect enough to post pictures on Instagram and Facebook. My nephew Nick will sometimes go off and stay in another room by himself when he's overwhelmed and doesn't know what he wants. He runs away or lashes out at everyone around him because he cannot express what he is thinking or wanting, and thinks that this is the best way of handling the situation. He feels that being alone is easier for him than trying to tell those around him what he is looking for or needing right then. He feels alone in these moments. And I find that, like my nephew, some of us may feel alone in our feelings and don't know how to express what we need. COVID has been difficult for everyone, but we have not let ourselves stop to take a breath and grieve what has been lost. Whenever something bad happens, there's almost an expectation to just look past it and not let it affect you negatively. And when we think of the saints in our lives, we can feel this way as well. If you are like me and have lost someone who is a saint in your life, it can feel like you are alone in your grief and don't know how to express it to those around you. It can feel easier to hide away from everyone and sit in your pain alone. It is hard to express what you need, what you are feeling, and what you need in your grief of the saints we have lost. There is almost seems to be an expectation that we should just put on a happy face and keep moving forward. Promises of things that will get better or just keep going have been made over and over again, that they may feel like empty promises that might not ever be fulfilled. I think most of us can relate to Elijah when we feel overwhelmed and sad, that we just want to run into the wilderness and be alone, because sometimes that's the only way we feel like we can fully express our grief. Not talking about our thoughts and honest feelings leads to loneliness and isolation. We have not grieved together, and some of us might not have been able to grieve our own personal losses that we don't feel like we can talk about. It is hard to be open and speak when we don't know what we need. Most of us may feel alone in our feelings and don't know how to talk about them. Elijah feels alone. But even in that loneliness, God never leaves him alone. God is always there with Elijah throughout this journey. God never leaves him alone. From the moment that Elijah left Israel to go to Mount Horeb, God sent an angel to bring Elijah food and water several times to help make the journey. Elijah ate and drank what God gave him. He was taken care of. And God spoke to Elijah, asking him, "Why are you here, Elijah?" Elijah screamed at God that he was alone and worshiping God. And God did not scold him, but told him to step outside and see God as God was passing by. God was not in the active movements that we normally associate with God. The storm, the winds, the earthquake, the fire. These active, powerful moments that knock everything down in their path. God did not come in any of those powerful, forceful actions. But God spoke to Elijah in the soft winds and the silence that followed these. This was when Elijah came and talked to God in the quiet, in the silence. In that quiet, God simply asked, "Why are you here, Elijah?" When Elijah gave the same answer again, "I'm alone and worshiping you, God," God again did not admonish him for his feelings, and God still never leaves him. God lets Elijah feel the raw emotions that he has. And even when Elijah doesn't see any of the actions God has done in this story to care for him or show him that God is present, God continues to be with him. God lets him express them. God is always there with him. God never leaves him. And in addition to God being present with him, God tells Elijah that there are others still in Israel. God simply tells them to return to the community. God is not the only one with Elijah, but tells him there are others in Israel who are with him and worshiping God. God tells Elijah, "You are not alone. There are people in Israel worshiping me. 7,000 people." Elijah has a community to support him and care for him. He gets to go back to be with them and worship God with them. There are people who care about him, and he gets to be with them. Elijah is not alone in his struggles. God gives him community and reminds him that he is not alone in his grief and loneliness. There are people who care about him. God never leaves Elijah alone. And just like God never leaves Elijah alone, God also never leaves us alone. God stays with us in our grief and sadness, as well as our joyous and happy moments. God is always present. God never leaves us. When my nephew is trying to figure out what he is feeling and doesn't want to be alone anymore, he knows that there is always someone there, ready to snuggle with him and be with him. Whether it be his twin brother, his parents, grandparents, or his countless aunts, uncles, and cousins that are around. He knows he can just jump into someone's arms and be snuggled until he feels less angry and calmed down. He knows he has to be able to feel his emotions and know that he has people who will help him through them. He knows that he is loved and cared for, both in his angry, sad moments and his happy, joyous moments. And just like Nick jumps into the arms of loved ones when he is upset, we can know that we can be wrapped in God's presence and love as we figure out what we need and how we are feeling. God can take any screaming or yelling that most of us may find hard to express to others around us. And God doesn't turn away from us, but stays with us in our moments of silence. God isn't in only the moments of active and loud parts of life, but also in the silent, more quiet parts of life. God is with us in the silence that surrounds us when it may be hard to fully express what feelings are there. And God also gives us community to know that we are not alone. God brings people into our lives that are there when we are feeling lonely, angry, joyous, happy. God gives us communities to live and be fully ourselves with. Which is a good reminder for all of us as we think back on our saints this All Saints Sunday. God is with us when we think back fondly of those we remember, as well as when we are grieving them. God is with us, with them, and continues to be with us as we think of them. God gives us community to support one another in those moments of grief and joy. Just as God told Elijah, God tells us, there is a community for you. Go to them. And I have seen this here at Faith in the short time that I have been here. Friends are there to be with each other at church, gathering together for dinner at each other's homes, checking in on one another, being there when someone needs to talk. God is seen with us in our friends and families who surround us in love and support when we need and want it. I have seen God is very much present in each of these moments here at Faith, and many more that are also a part of us. God uses God's people to care for one another, as well as being present with us every moment of our lives. God is with us in the silence and the loudness of life. God wraps us in love and care in every moment. God never leaves us.